99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
You hear the makers of Oreo have created an Oreo bunker.
This is so great. Just in case the apocalypse happens, you know Oreo is going to survive. This is great.
Yeah, so there really is a global seed vault in Norway. And right. It has seeds. So in case there is some sort of disaster, we can repopulate, replant the earth, et cetera, et cetera. So Oreo decided, you know what, we need to store in a safe vault some Oreos and powdered milk. And so they literally did. I thought this was a joke at first, but they
no, this is real.
They did. And they in each of the cookies are all wrapped and they've got, you know, the powdered milk and everything. So here's my thing. And this is, you know, in case some sort of apocalyptic event happens, we can have seeds there right down the street in Norway.
Uh-huh.
And then you can have Oreos and powdered milk to
gotta
enjoy.
Have snacks, because what is the point in going on if there's no snacks?
I mean, this is true.
But, Oreo knew that.
But what food are you building a bunker for? That's what I want to know.
Chocolate chip cookies. I mean, Oreos are good.
But you're...
We need to have the classic chocolate and cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers, chocolate chip cookies. That's been my bunker. Oh, and Star Crunches. I love Star Crunches.
Oh, my gosh.
Star Crunches.
Kelly.
It's a junk food bunker. Come on in. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm thinking like my bunker has some sort of frozen pizzas in it.
Sure.
Let's, you know, we can get specific and say, I mean, they can just be like the Kroger private selection frozen pizzas, you know, get a ton of those.
Now, you got to make sure you got a microwave in there. Otherwise, it's going to do you no good.
Well, if it's an apocalyptic event, I'm thinking I could probably just walk outside and put it on a stone and it would cook it, right?
It's going to... Oh, okay. All right.
Amber texts in and says macaroni and cheese. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Emily texts in and says, I'd like to build a Taco Bell bunker. You know what is,
for sure.
Is crazy is... like, my wife and I were literally just talking about this last night. We were going, you know what? Do we ask the girls if they want Taco Bell for dinner? And I mean, and literally this is something that we haven't discussed in probably a decade. And it's like,
yeah.
but when that craving hits you, it's like, oh man, we didn't end up getting it, but still it was like,
oh,
wow, man, dang. Maybe I could go for a nacho cheese chalupa and a chili cheese burrito right now. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a time where you're just like, you have zero desire to cook anything. And then it's like, all right, what are the easiest choices?
Got another text from a listener that says tacos. I'm building a bunker for tacos in case of an apocalyptic event.
For sure.
Yeah, tacos are pretty good. Now, Elizabeth rolls in with cheesecake. Yeah, okay, so funny story about cheesecake.
You have a cheesecake story?
I do. I have a cheesecake story. You think cheesecake is amazing and you love cheesecake.
It's delicious. It's rich.
Oh,
yummy.
So good. So when I was probably 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, early adolescence, I told my mom, I was like, because she had just finished making a cheesecake. I was like, man, cheesecakes are so good. I could eat them every single day.
Oh, wow.
So she... Like parents who make their kids smoke a pack of cigarettes when they catch them smoking, she made cheesecakes. As soon as one was finished, she'd make another one. And she went through about three or four cheesecakes, and we had cheesecake every single day for a month. And I wanted to barf by the end of it.
Was she trying to ruin cheesecakes for you for the rest of your life? Because I feel like that's the end result, isn't it?
I don't know
that you never want to have one again.
I don't know what she was trying to do, but she
interesting parenting.
Yeah. Well, I turned out the way I am for a reason. So, you know, so I'm just saying, before you decide on cheesecake in your cheesecake bunker, just let me be the one to say that, you know, a cheesecake on the surface sounds like a great idea, but when you eat cheesecake straight for a month, man, that
well,
gets...
See, here's the thing, though. We're going to have a bunker village, right? So if we all have kind of like bunkers that specialize in something, then we got like little bunker row, right? We can just like go from bunker to bunker and then like fill up, have a nice little smorgasbord in the apocalypse.
Kelly,
I think this is good.
You're taking liberties with this whole bunker and apocalyptic thing.
Well,
to say I'm coming out for anyone, you know? I mean, me, my family, in our own bunker with my frozen pizzas and
well, I'm going to want to socialize. I'm going to put my hazmat suit on. I'm going to go visit the neighbors. I'm going to have some of Elizabeth's cheesecake. I'm going to go to the Taco Bell bunker. Yes, I need to socialize.
Yeah, what do you have? Oh, yeah, you have fruits and vegetables. Yeah, sorry. I think
I'll see you later.
I'm going to miss you with that.